My name is Asata, and I am a scientific and medical illustrator. The thing I love the most about my job is not just the projects and their impact, but the science behind them and the amazing people I get to meet along the way. So get comfy and welcome to the Bio Studio. Hi, and welcome to the Bio Studio. My name is Asata. I am a medical illustrator and the owner of Legacy Bio Studios. Today, in honor of Women's History Month, I wanted to share a story about a woman whose name you won't find in the history books, but whose impact was profound. This is the story of Miss Lily Bell Davis, the Black midwife who delivered my dad. Midwives like Miss Davis were essential in Black communities across the South, where hospitals often weren't safe places for Black families. These women were not just caregivers, they were protectors, advocates, and quiet revolutionaries in a time with both racism and sexism were rampant. Let's take a step back in time to understand the roots of midwifery within the Black communities. The history of midwifery is deeply intertwined with the history of slavery in the United States. Enslaved Black women were often the primary caregivers during childbirth, not just for their own families, but for the broader enslaved community. These women were not formally trained in the ways we understand education today. Instead, their knowledge was passed down through generations, from mother to daughter, aunt to niece, or even from one enslaved woman to another. The role of midwives was essential in slave communities because enslaved women didn't have access to the same health care as their white counterparts. Many enslavers didn't want to pay to have enslaved women treated by white doctors. So the responsibility of managing childbirth often fell on the women themselves. While they had no formal degrees or titles, these women were skilled in the art of midwifery, learning about pregnancy, childbirth, and infant care through generations of lived experience and oral tradition. They knew how to handle difficult labor situations, prevent complications, and provide holistic care using herbal remedies and natural treatments. This knowledge was crucial for survival. Despite the oppressive system of slavery, these midwives developed and maintained an unbroken chain of wisdom and skill that would go on to shape future generations. After emancipation, this tradition of midwifery continued in Black communities, even as laws and practices began to marginalize Black practitioners. Women like Miss Davis carried this legacy forward, combining the traditional midwifery practices passed down from their enslaved ancestors with modern knowledge, ensuring that Black families had access to safe, culturally competent care. For midwives like Miss Davis, their work wasn't just about delivering babies. It was about continuing a legacy of resistance and survival in the face of racism. It was about honoring the women who came before them and creating a space where Black families could receive care that recognized their humanity and dignity in a world that often denied them both. I first learned about Miss Davis while creating the maternity education lookbooks. As I worked on these materials, my father started sharing stories of his own birth and the birth of his 14 siblings. I, of course, was born in a hospital, so the concept of home birth seemed almost foreign to me, but for my dad, home birth was the norm. He shared memories of his home in Mississippi, where Miss Davis would arrive bringing her tools of the trade. She wasn't just bringing tools to deliver babies. She was bringing care, comfort, and dignity. And this was critical, especially in an era where hospitals could often be more dangerous for Black families than they were helpful. One thing that stood out to me when my father was telling me about my own birth was my father's concern about not the birth itself, but the hospital. For him, the hospital represented danger, and through my entire birth, he wanted to make sure that at all times he knew exactly where my mother was, and when I was born, exactly where I was. You see, in the South, hospitals had a history of medical abuse towards people of color, and my dad's fear was rooted in a very real history of medical violence. When we talk about the struggles women of color faced, especially in the South, one name that must be mentioned is Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. A civil rights activist from Mississippi, she was a victim of a medical practice that many Black women suffered through, the Mississippi appendectomy. In 1961, while undergoing a routine procedure, Miss Hamer was forcibly sterilized without her consent. This was a practice carried out on Black women across the South, done to control their reproductive choices. Now, I want you to understand that this wasn't limited to Black women alone. Hispanic and Indigenous women were also victims of forced sterilization. These practices were designed to control and limit the autonomy of women of color, and they left deep scars in the communities they affected. It was a dark chapter in our history, and it's one of the reasons midwives like Miss Davis were so vital. They provided safe, respectful, and dignified care, even in defiance of a system that sought to control Black women's bodies. As much as we want to believe that this racist behavior is a thing of the past, the sad truth is that medical racism is still very much alive. Just recently, a Virginia nurse was charged with felony child abuse for intentionally harming Black newborns in her care. This serves as a painful reminder that Black families continue to experience a medical system that is far from equitable, and the issue is bigger than individual cases. If you haven't seen the Hulu docuseries Aftershock, I recommend watching it. It focuses on the Black maternal health crisis, showing how Black women in the U.S. are still three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. This is an ongoing fight that began with women like Miss Davis. When I was creating the maternity education lookbooks, it wasn't just about providing educational resources. It was about honoring Miss Davis, my father's birth story, and all the midwives who had come before her. Every illustration, every annotation was shaped by the knowledge that Black and Brown mothers still face disproportionately high risk in childbirth. It's a challenge, yes, but it's also a responsibility to use my platform, my skills as an illustrator, to shine a light on these disparities and to elevate the voices and histories of women like Miss Davis. This work is more than just pictures. It's about creating a visual narrative that reflects the diverse experience of mothers, especially those whose stories have been historically overlooked or marginalized. Now, to understand the significance of reclaiming midwifery today, we must first acknowledge the history of how these practices were marginalized and suppressed by the very institutions that were supposed to be providing care. During the Jim Crow era, midwives were essential to the health and well-being of Black families, particularly Black women who often didn't have access to formal health care. However, with the rise of formal medical institutions and the establishment of hospitals, midwifery practices were systematically pushed aside. The medical community, overwhelmingly dominated by white men, began to position themselves as the authoritative figure on childbirth, seeing midwives, especially Black midwives, as unqualified or even dangerous. They regarded the traditional knowledge passed down by women like Miss Davis as primitive or backward. As the medical profession grew more formalized, laws were created to regulate childbirth and restrict midwifery. By the late 19th and early 20th centuries, midwifery in the U.S. was largely devalued, and many states began to require midwives to undergo certification and training that aligned with Western medical practices. This, of course, was difficult for many Black midwives who had developed their expertise through years of lived experience and oral traditions, rather than through formal institutions. The result was the erasure of knowledge as well as a deliberate attempt to separate midwifery from the communities that had practiced it for centuries. The medicalization of childbirth also meant that women of color, particularly Black and Indigenous women, were pushed to the margins of their own healthcare. It wasn't just about who was delivering the babies. It was about who was controlling the narrative around what was constituted safe childbirth. Midwives were no longer seen as the trusted caregivers. Instead, hospitals became the site where medical professionals, who often did not have the cultural competence to serve diverse communities, assumed control over reproductive care. The suppression of midwifery knowledge had a profound impact on maternal health, especially for Black women who were subjected to practices like forced sterilization, medical experimentation, and neglect in hospitals. These medical practices only worsened the disparities in maternal health, leaving many Black families to feel disconnected from their own bodies and their own care. But today there is a powerful movement of reclaiming, a reawakening of the knowledge that was once erased. Black, Indigenous, and Hispanic midwives, doulas, and birth workers are reclaiming their rightful place in the healthcare system. They're drawing on the wisdom and traditions of the midwives who came before them, ensuring that childbirth and reproductive care are once again in the hands of those who understand the culture and the emotional significance of the process. This reclaiming is not just about a return to traditional methods, it's about integrating this wisdom with modern medical knowledge, ensuring that care is not only safe, but culturally relevant and empowering. Midwives and doulas today are actively working to undo the harm caused by centuries of medical oppression. They're providing care that is compassionate, patient-centered, and free of the biases that have historically plagued medical institutions. Organizations like the National Black Midwives Alliance and the Center of Indigenous Midwifery are at the forefront of this movement, supporting the training, education, and advocacy needed to elevate midwifery care for communities of color. These organizations are ensuring that midwives and doulas are not just allowed, but encouraged to practice their craft with dignity, respect, and recognition. Through this reclamation, there is a deeper understanding of the intersection between race, healthcare, and cultural competence. Midwives and doulas are now being recognized for their essential role in addressing the maternal health crisis and improving outcomes for women of color. They are reclaiming their space in the healthcare system and offering solutions that respect and uplift their communities. This shift is a powerful act of resistance, a way to not only honor the legacy of women like Ms. Davis, but to continue their fight for better, more equitable care for future generations. So, what can we do to honor women like Ms. Davis and the legacy of Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous midwives? First, we can support organizations that uplift midwives today. Groups like the National Black Midwives Alliance and the Center for Indigenous Midwifery. These organizations are doing critical work, ensuring that families of color receive the cultural, competent care they deserve. We can also educate ourselves. We can listen, support, and amplify the voices of midwives and doulas. And we can advocate for better maternal health policies. But above all, we can remember women like Ms. Davis, who worked in the shadows protecting mothers and babies and changing lives in ways history often forgets to mention. Ms. Davis's story isn't just a personal one. It's a part of a broader legacy of resilience, self-determination, and care. This Women's History Month, I want to honor her and all the Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous midwives who fought to ensure safe and dignified births to their communities. They fought for us, and now it's our turn to fight for the next generation. Thank you for joining me today in the Bio Studio. I hope you found this episode both inspiring and thought-provoking. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's story. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or LinkedIn. And don't forget to subscribe, share this episode, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Wishing you a joyful and inspiring Women's History Month. Take care and see you next time. This has been a Legacy BioStudios LLC production, providing scientific and medical illustrations and animations to researchers, inventors, startups, and companies. Legacy BioStudios, illustrate your legacy. For more podcasts and blogs, go to our website at legacybiostudios.com. For more content, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Bio Studio.